The Americas.
The Caribbean. Islam in the sun. Questions behind a terror plot.
The latest alleged terror plot against America came from an unlikely direction. The southeastern Caribbean. 4 men were arrested this week, 1 in Brooklyn and 3 in Trinidad, all charged with planning to blow up fuel tanks and pipelines at New York's Kennedy Airport. 3 of the suspects are Guyanese and 1 Trinidadian, though 1 lived in New York. The plot did not get beyond the most preliminary planning, but for American officials, it raises the troubling specter of Islamic fundamentalism acquiring a foothold close to the American mainland. The arrested men are all Afro-Caribbean converts to Islam. They hardly fit the stereotype of young radicals. The youngest is 55, the oldest 63. One is a former opposition MP and mayor in Guyana. Another is the well-liked imam of a suburban Trinidad mosque. Following their arrests, New York's police commissioner called the Caribbean a crucible in the foment of Islamic radicalism. In places like Trinidad, that sounds a little alarmist. There are around 200,000 Muslims in the 15 mainly small countries of the Caribbean community, most of them in Trinidad, Guyana, and Suriname. Most are descended from Asian indentured laborers brought in to work the sugar fields after the end of slavery. Since the 1960s, these have been joined by a trickle of converts from Christianity. Islam is a well-established part of national life in the southeastern Caribbean. Muslim Eid is a public holiday alongside Hindu Diwali and Christmas. Muslims are widely represented in business and the professions, though rather less so in politics. Some are devout, others snaffle the odd beer or marijuana spliff. Few have any time for terrorism. But this mainstream community has also contained a small minority of radicals. In Trinidad, they include Yasin Abu Bakr, a former policeman once known as Lennox Phillip, who leads a group called the Jamaat al-Muslimin. In 1990, more than 100 of his followers staged an attempted coup, holding the Prime Minister and Parliament hostage at gunpoint for 6 days, while looting and violence left 24 dead in Port of Spain. Mr. Abu Bakr extracted an amnesty for the coup attempt. He has since been accused of various rackets, but has never been convicted. American officials claim those arrested for the Kennedy Airport plot were in touch with him. He said that he had never met them, though one of the 4 attended his mosque. Last month, the British government deported to Jamaica Abdullah Al-Faisal, once known as Trevor Forrest, an extremist preacher who had served half of a 7-year sentence for inciting murder. Attendees at Mr. Forrest's Brixton Mosque included Richard Reed, the would-be shoe bomber, and Jermaine Lindsay, one of the London suicide bombers. Whether or not the Kennedy 4 are guilty, their arrest has shaken governments in the English-speaking Caribbean. Some 1.5 million migrants from the region live in the United States, and links are close. Now visas may be harder to obtain, and there will be pressure to step up surveillance back home.